What is up, Steel Studians? Happy Tuesday, August 31st, 2021, the final day in the month of August, and tomorrow kicks off September, unofficially fall, so close to the start of the regular season in that first game in which our Pittsburgh Steelers will battle the Buffalo Bills. Man, life is good. This is episode number 88 of the Study Session, here with your host, Jeremy Ritz, from the Still Study. Grateful that you're here with me today. Can't wait to dive into the content. And just want to take a moment to say thank you so much for being a supporter of the study, for reading my work, listening to the study sessions, listening to the Still Study podcast. It means the world to me. So much gratitude to you. I would love to connect with you. Please drop me a line via email at thestillstudy@gmail.com. Or you can also give me a follow on Twitter at Still Study and send me your question there. Would love to interact with you and connect, so please do so. And again, just thank you. So a lot going on this week. Again, full week of the study sessions. I'd mentioned that Alex Kozora from the Steelers Depot will be joining us on Thursday. And I probably will have that posted Friday. Latest would be Saturday morning, a new episode of the Still Study podcast. So be on the lookout for that. Working on that next installment of the Big Ben Project, which looks at his college days at Miami of Ohio. The season preview, the Steelers season preview, working on that. That should be available Friday or Saturday. It'll have my full prediction of the Steelers season. Going to get down to the very specific details of predicting each game, predicting the NFL season, division winners, playoffs, everything. You name it, it will be in there. Excited to have that for you. I'll have a podcast kicking off the season, my season preview show. So lots of great content coming your way. So please be on the lookout. So let's get after it. Today is the day we get the roster cut down to 53 by 4 p.m. I am anticipating that, excited about it, seeing if my projections are on or if they're way off, if there will be any surprises, things that we didn't see coming, if we'll see any movement in terms of trades, but also, too, just looking around the league and seeing who is on the waiver wire, who clears waivers, and if the Steelers make moves to sign players who were on other teams. Some cuts that we heard about towards the end of Monday: Tony Brooks, James, running back; Anthony Johnson, wide receiver; Jamar Watson, the outside linebacker from Kentucky. They are all now gone, and we'll have to wait to see who else gets the axe later on today. Not a ton of news today. Again, later today, we're going to have a lot, but I'm sure everybody by now has seen Juju doing the crate challenge, where there's a big stack of crates that you have to walk over top of. It's very unsteady and shaky, very perilous situation that could have ended in Juju getting hurt, being quite honest. Fans are losing their mind on social media. How dare he do this? I get it. Yeah, it's not smart, but whatever. He didn't get hurt. It definitely is irresponsible in looking at his role with the team, but we're on to Buffalo. There was some nasty, nasty stuff out there on social media directed at Juju. Again, the focus is on Buffalo. Some notes from Monday's practice. Chukwuma Okorafor was taking reps at right tackle, while Dan Moore, or as Jim Wexel calls him, Junior, was taking snaps at left tackle. It's interesting to see all of the movement and different variations and the things they are experimenting with here at tackle. And the more that this happens, the more this voice in my head that says Dan Moore is going to start, the more it gets louder. I'm not so sure that Banner is 100% healthy. And I'm not so sure that he's going to get the start, or maybe it's Chooks that won't get the start. I've got a feeling that Junior is going to be on that starting lineup. Maybe it won't be week one, but I could see a few weeks in the season, Dan Moore Jr. being a starting tackle for the Steelers. Something else that came out of practice on Monday, apparently there was a battle royale between Chase Claypool and Minkah Fitzpatrick. They got into some fisticuffs. Tomlin was asked about it, denied it, didn't talk about it, but Kevin Dotson did confirm that it happened. Man, don't fight each other. Love one another. Save that hostility for the Bills. Come on, guys. And then finally, before I get into an article that I put up the other day, Sean Davis, former Steelers safety, drafted out of Maryland, was cut from Indianapolis. And there is speculation that potentially he could be re-signed by your Pittsburgh Steelers. So there's familiarity there. If they're looking for some upgraded safety depth, maybe they make a move, but maybe that ship has sailed. And then finally, on Monday, I posted an article that took a look at those last three seasons in which the Steelers went 3-1 in the preseason and then made it to a Super Bowl, those years being 2010, 2008, 2005. And I was really interested in looking at that final game of the preseason and determining whether or not, like what happened this past Friday in Carolina, if that fourth game was always a loss. And surprisingly, going back and looking at those 3 years, those three Super Bowl seasons, they weren't. In fact, they were all wins, and they were all wins against the Carolina Panthers. There's a tradition there, closing out the preseason with the Panthers, but they were all wins. The losses occurred anywhere between weeks 2 and 3. So really, it was difficult to glean any type of pattern out of that. And I think really the reason why Friday's contest was so abysmal was because of the mismatch of expectations. What do I mean by that? Well, Pittsburgh was going into that game having already had their dress rehearsal against the Lions. They saw enough from their starters. They weren't going to risk anyone getting hurt. They had the additional preseason game, if you remember, against the Cowboys in the Hall of Fame game. The Panthers, on the other hand, this was their dress rehearsal at home. They needed to see what they had, so their first teamers were out there, and hence the end result. Now, some might make the argument, well, you got a lot of young, hungry, depth guys out there, rookies for the Steelers. Yeah, understandable, but you're talking about these players going up against starters. So I think that's the reason why it was such a lopsided performance. It's funny, too. The last time the Steelers went undefeated in the preseason, I actually need to correct myself. When Jim and I did the Steelers Insider podcast, I had said that that was a 4-0 record in 1997. It was actually a 5-0 record. They went 5-0 that preseason. They played 5 preseason games. I'm guessing they played in the Hall of Fame game because you would have to have that many preseason contests. But guess who they concluded the preseason with? You're right, the Carolina Panthers. And guess what? It was a win. So, I'm not saying that just because they didn't beat the Carolina Panthers that it doesn't predict success. I was just curious because Jim brought it up on the show, wanted to take a look at those games, and just thought it was pretty interesting how that all shook out. And studying, guess what? At 4 o'clock later today, we're going to find out who that 53-man roster is. We're going to have a better indication of who we're rolling with against the Buffalo Bills week one. We're going to know what our crew looks like. It's exciting. We're getting there. And studying. That is it. Wrapping it up. Episode number 88, August 31st, Tuesday, 2021. I'm your host, Jeremy Ritz. I want to thank you so much for being here with me today on this study session. I know you're going to have an amazing, great, phenomenal week. This is going to be beautiful for you because you are a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I want to thank you for joining me for today's show. It means the world to me. Please continue to share my work with your family and friends. It means so much. Drop me a line via email at thestillstudy@gmail.com. Give me a follow on Twitter @stillstudy. Let's connect. Would love to get your questions on the show. Would love your feedback. And remember, not everybody is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but you most certainly are. Peace, everybody. Make it a great day and a great week.